So tomorrow's my birthday, so you have to go easy on me. But it's actually a Stoop story that I'm going to tell. It has a little bit to do with the Stoop 2 years ago. So I started med school 2.5 years ago, and I promised myself that I would not date a med student. I mean, what's less interesting than a med student, right? They're studying all the time. They've got nothing interesting to say, and I was going to date an artist, and it was going to be fabulous, and that's who I was going to marry. So I met a boy named Philip, and he was a classmate of mine, and we had a lot of fun together. We went on a couple dates, the Peabody, and one day he came over and tried to fix my bicycle tire. And he comes over, and I had a flat bicycle tire, and he was like, well, I know lots and lots and lots about bicycles, so I'll come over and fix your bicycle tire. The next day he comes over, and he comes, and he patches the bicycle tire, and I say, oh, no, you really don't have to do this. So he comes over, he patches the bicycle tire, and the next day, of course, it's flat. So I thought Philip was great, and I had a lot of fun with him, but I didn't like him like that, you know. So so my birthday, which is tomorrow around Christmas time, was a couple weeks later, and we all got together, a bunch of my friends and I, and our friend Matt, who makes incredible bread pudding, made this bread pudding, and Philip makes a pumpkin or a pecan pie, and we have a great time, and it's great fun, and everyone's talking about Matt's bread pudding, and Philip has put an incredible amount of effort into this pecan pie and is telling everybody about how he's made the pecan pie and makes a lot of effort to chat with me, and I'm still not so crazy about him and think he's a nice guy, but, you know, not in love. So, and he's here tonight, so you guys can all point and laugh later. He's actually the one who put my name in the hat, so. So the next weekend was the Stoop, and I came with my friend Kate. She had bought me a ticket for my birthday. And we parked the car over on Charles Street. We're walking over, and I see Philip, and he's with another girl. And I say, Kate, oh, my God, that's the boy from my class. And I press myself up against a car, and I hide. And she says, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I was like, you know, I don't know. I've been on a few dates with him, and I don't really like him that much. But I just don't want to see him with another girl. And so, you know, the night goes on, and I'm terrified that I'm going to run into him at some point with this other woman. And at the end of the night, you know, I'm kind of looking around, seeing if I see him, and I don't. And my friend Kate asked me, she's like, what's going on? She's like, I don't know. I kind of wish I could have said hi to Philip while I saw him out. So lo and behold, it's been 2 years, and we're thinking about moving in together in June, so. That's good. That's it.